So we're up to the Samar Chomer Aleph towards the bottom of the page. So it seems that we're not following Rav Meir, that's listening to one thought, we're following Rabbi Yossi, that we listen to Av Gemar Dvarav, also the second words that you said, also, so therefore, is a raya, the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara, no raya, just because the next Mishnah is talking about one thought, Mide Idia, just because it's talking about one thought, I think because that Mishnah is talking about one thought, the first Mishnah also must be talking about one thought. How can he say, I can argue the next Mishnah is talking about, you know, because only one thought, single thought, obviously it's one avoida, but our Mishnah is talking about two separate avoidas. The good thought you had was your shechita, and the bad thought that you had was the next step, you know, receiving the blood, or sprinkling the blood. Sefer b'avoida achas, the end of the Mishnah is talking about one avoida. And Reisha, you can argue which way it is. I b'avoida achas, you can argue maybe it is talking about one avoida, and he had two thoughts. First thought was when doing shechita, that I'm going to shechita for Pesach, and then the next thought was I'm going to shechita for Shlamim. And the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi that says we listen to the second words as well and disqualifies it. Or maybe our Mishnah is talking about two separate avoidas. During shechita, you had in mind Pesach. But during the Kabbalah, receiving the blood, you had in mind the Shlamim. And therefore, it disqualifies it. But if you had it in one thought, maybe the Halacha Lagramei, you listen to the first words. It's no proof. Okay, Toshma, the next Mishnah says, so the first case in the next Mishnah was, you had completely the wrong thought in mind. You shechted the carbon, you had in mind people who cannot eat, people who are not nominated. What about La'oichlov or Shloi La'oichlov? You had in mind both. You had in mind people who are suitable to eat, and you had in mind people who are not suitable to eat. Kosher, then the animal is kosher. Why is it kosher? He had in mind certain people that were not. That were not suitable. We'll see in a minute. Now, hey, what are we talking about? In this case, talking about that during Shechita, you thought about people who could eat. And then during the Kabbalah, during the Zvika, you had in mind people who cannot eat. The timer, and what's the problem? The problem is the Choshev Zvika. The problem is that you thought about the people who were entitled to eat while you're sprinkling the blood. And that isn't a psul. Now, why isn't that a psul? L'chayri had totally the wrong thought at one of the activities. Because when it comes to the eaters, the only time that it matters is, the pasuk says, is during the eating. Any other activity is not relevant to the eating. The rest of the activities is to do with the carbon itself. But as far as the eating is concerned, it's only the shechita that matters. And that's when we thought is, l'fi michsas nefashas, that it has to be according to the people who were nominated and so on and so forth. So the time and the reason why it's all right is the choshev b'zikah, because you thought about the wrong thought of who can consume it as while you're sprinkling the blood. There's no machshava of eating when it comes to sprinkling the blood at all, because it says l'fi achlei t'choisu. It says according to the eaters you should shecht. T'choisu shechting, and shechting is the only activity that matters when it comes to who will be entitled to eat it. What happened, Taka, would seem if during the Shechita you had both thoughts in mind, first the people who could eat, the people who cannot eat, that's where it matters who eats, possible, can't be, that's the problem. But Kaimon, the rule is, if you had in mind, let's say for Karm Pesach, one person who's entitled to eat, and 100 people who are not entitled to eat, the Karm Pesach is still kosher. Why is that? Because the one person who's entitled to eat has to eat a kazayis, and the only way he can eat a kazayis is by shechting it. So it makes no difference if you shecht it for one person or 100 people. So therefore, it doesn't in any way disqualify the animal. But Kaimon, let me just open it, Leposa does not in any way disqualify the animal. Elalav, it must be talking about, the Mishnah is telling you, Be'avoid Achas. During the Shechita itself, you had in mind the people who could eat and the people who can't eat. And the Mishnah is telling you that it's kosher. Why? Because as long as some of the people you nominated are shaykh to eat, that's good enough. So therefore, since the Sefer is talking about avoida achas, one particular avoida, let's say during the Shechita you had in mind people who could eat, who cannot eat, and it's kosher, because we don't care. As long as you had some good people included, that's good enough. So therefore, by the reish, it must be the first part of the Mishnah. Nami b'avoid achas. The first part of the Mishnah also is talking about that all the thoughts that you had took place during one particular avoda. Let's say during shechita. So we see you had in mind during the shechita the right carbon pesach, and then you change your mind. You had in mind shlamim, and it disqualifies the animal. Must be we follow Rabbi Yossi. We follow the next words. Says the Gemara the same answer we had before. In fact, it's hard to understand what the Gemara's question here is. It's the same question as before as well, just a different part of the Mishnah. But the conclusion is the same. Midi Iria doesn't say so clearly. How could it say each Mishnah you learn accordingly? You take each case on its merits. Say for you're right, that particular case is talking about Achas. During the Shechita itself, you thought about people who could eat, people who can't eat. But Vareisha, the first part of the Mishnah we talked about, you thought about whether the carbon will be a Pesach or a Shlamim. Iba Achas, Ibishte Avoidas. You don't know. You can argue both ways. And that question still remains. Says the Gemara, Iboy Luhu. Okay, a new question. So the Gemara doesn't answer the question. Boy, Lou, I have another question. What about a Pesach, a Korban Pesach? Now, the din is that if you take a Korban and you shecht it, you had the wrong thing in mind, the Korban itself was kosher, but the person who brought it has not fulfilled his particular obligation, whatever it was, because you had in mind the wrong Korban. But except Korban Pesach and Korban Chatas, if you had in mind the wrong Korban, it disqualifies not only that the person has not fulfilled his obligation, the Korban itself becomes possible. Now, a Korban Pesach that you set aside and you didn't end up bringing it on Pesach the rest of the year, what happens is you can bring it as a Korban Shlamim. So we'll call that Loi Lishmoy. Lishmoy is Korban Pesach. That's what you set aside for the first place. And Loi Lishmoy Shlamim. So on Pesach proper, Lishmoy is valid. Shloi Lishmoy is not valid. If you had a minor Shlamim when it's supposed to be Pesach, obviously it's not kosher. The rest of the year, exactly the other way around. The rest of the year, if you had in mind Loi Lishmoy, you had in mind for Shlamim, it's a valid kosher. But if you had in mind Lishmoy for Korban Pesach, it's not, because you can only bring a Pesach Erev Pesach, not the rest of the year. See, Boilu, our question is, Pesach a Korban Pesach, Sheshochtu B'Shar Yemei Shoshana, the rest of the year, you shechted it, when you could have brought it as a Loi Lishmoy, you could have brought it as a Shlamim, but you had in mind Lishmoy, Ush Loi Lishmoy. You had in mind first a Korban Pesach, and then you realize it's wrong, and you had in mind a Shlamim. Mao, what would it then be then? Mi osi shaloi lishmoy. Do we say that since you fixed it up by thinking afterwards for a karma shlamim, mapik le mi de lishmoy, so therefore that cancels the lishmoy, mach shalei makes a kosher oiloi, or no? It's the same thing as before. You had in mind a good thought. Here your first thought was no good. Thinking of a Korban Pesach in the middle of the year is no good. But then you fix it up with a good thought. Do we say that you fixed it up, it's good? Or we say it's like this in our case, in our Mishnah, that if you had in mind, you know, Pesach, then a Shlamim, it ruins it. Kiyosir Avdimi Omar. Avdimi came along, he said, I want you to know, I had this discussion. I repeated in front of Rabbi Yimi. And this is what I said to him. Hoyil Lishmoy Machshir. On Pesach, we had in mind Pesach is kosher. And if he had in mind Shlamim, which is Loi Lishmoy, is kosher the rest of the year. So we compare the, equate the two. Ma Lishmoy, just like on Pesach, if he had in mind Erev Pesach, if he had in mind Korban Pesach, Hamachshide Bizmane, Ein Meitziyeh Midei Shloi Lishmoy. Yet, if you had in mind, let's say you had in mind an Erev Pesach Shlamim, and then you thought right away, no, this is a Korban Pesach, an Erev Pesach. Too late, doesn't fix it up. You ruined the Korban. As he had in mind, Loi Lishmoy, Lishmoy on Pesach ruins it, so the rest of the year as well. So, Af Shaloi Lishmoy. So, I would argue the same thing is the rest of the year, you had in mind first the Korban Pesach, and then you had in mind Shlamim, which is the right one. Too late, doesn't fix it up. Af Shaloi Lishmoy Hamachshidei, Shaloi Bizman. If you had in mind Loi Lishmoy, Shlamim, which fixes it up, Ein Meitziyeh Midei Lishmoy. Once you had in mind Lishmoy, Fafalun, Upostle, and disqualify the Korban. In other words, we equate the two, just like on Pesach, if he had the wrong thought of mind, it ruins it, so to in the rest of the year, if he had the wrong thought of mind, it ruins it. He said to me, no, I can argue as follows. In the case of first you had in mind Pesach, and then you had in mind, let's say, Shlamim. Why it ruins it? Because Loi Lishmoy is a psul that applies everywhere. Shekein Noi B'chol all Kabbalah. If you had the wrong thought in mind, it disqualifies the carbon. No matter what carbon it is. Pesach and Chatas, if you had the wrong thought in mind, it completely disqualifies the Korban, nobody can eat it. But in all other Kabbanas, even though the Korban itself is still kosher, but the owner has not fulfilled their obligation, so it affects everything. So it's a very strong psul. On Erev Pesach, if you had in mind the wrong Korban, it's a very strong psul, and therefore, if you have in mind the right Korban, you can't fix it up. Toime b'lishmoy, but the rest of the year, how do you bring the Korban Pesach of the year by having the wrong thought of mind? That is a unique concept. No other Korban, if you have the wrong thought of mind, is a kosher. The only Korban, if you have the wrong thought of mind, is a Korban Pesach the rest of the year. Toime b'lishmoy, shekin einyanoi b'chalas vachim, and having the right, and furthermore, having the right thought in mind is never a psul, except by Pesach. If you have in mind a chattas for a chattas, or an oila for an oila, or a shlam for a shlam, of course it's valid carbon. Here, you're having in mind a carbon Pesach for a carbon Pesach, and it disqualifies it because it's the wrong time of the year. You don't have that anywhere else. So therefore, since the psul of Lishmoy is a weak psul, this psul is nowhere else to be found. Maybe, even though you had in mind Korban Pesach the rest of the year, if you then fix it up and you say it's a shlami, maybe it can override it. Because the psul of Lishmoy is a very big psul. Ela b'peisach b'vad, and therefore maybe it could be pushed off. So Gemara says, good point. Ma havi lo. So bottom line, what do you think the halach is? Omar Rav says, Rav, Pesach, I say, Pesach sheshochtu. B'shayim ha'zashon, Korban Pesach, you shecht the rest of the year. Lishmoy, you had in mind first Korban Pesach, which is psul. And then you thought about it and you said, no, this is shlamim, shalai lishma, kosher is kosher. I'll give you my reasoning. Not the reason that we just discussed with Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Dimi. Not what Rabbi Yirmiya said, that because the psul of lishma is very weak, therefore it can be pushed away. I'll give you another reason altogether. Why does tomer lishmoikai? This carbon was set aside for Pesach. So if he said nothing, we can assume it's a carbon Pesach. Even if he said nothing, carbon Pesach. And yet, if you openly, when you shechted, say, I want it to be a shlamim, it cancels what it's supposed to be and it becomes a shlamim. So even if I said it should be a Pesach and then I fix it as a shlamim, it should be good. The hastam lishmoikai. I feel like the last kishach lishmoikai kosher is kosher. Alma, what do we see? It cancels lishmoy. Is kishachid nami lishmoy? If he shechted it and you said lishmoy, ushalay lishmoy, and then you changed it and you said I want it to be shlamim, osi shalay lishmoy, what's the difference? If you said nothing, it's treated as a pesach, and then you change it to shlamim, it's valid. So even if he said pesach and then you change it to shlamim, it should be valid. What are you talking about? What happened the first 5 seconds? You shechted, you had nothing in mind, and then you said, "Oh, I want it to be a shlamim." We say that what? That it's kosher, because the first 5 seconds he said nothing, you probably meant Pesach. And nevertheless, you now you say shlamim, it's kosher, so if you said it's shlamim and then you change it, it should be kosher as well. So the Gemara, I'm about to have a rabbi, no. Dilma shiny, maybe there's a difference. Hecha da amma, me hecha da lo amma. There's a big difference if he said nothing, we just assume it's a Pesach, then the shlamim overrides it. But if he actually said, you verbalized, I want this to be a Pesach, it's too late, you just ruined it, and then you cannot fix it up anymore by saying shlamim. The hala oichlav shleila oichlav kasher. If you had in mind for those who will, those are suitable to eat, and those who are not suitable to eat, it is kosher. And yet, v'chol heichad shachad, if you shechted it only for shloi loichel, if you had in mind only people who all of them are sick and they cannot eat the meat, l'chud epasal is pasal. Now, l'chayde v'amai, the first few seconds, astamil loichel kai, generally, when you took a current pesach, you had in mind, you know, people who can eat. That's what you set aside for. And yet, as soon as you had in mind the wrong people, it qualifies it. So we see that there's a difference if you said nothing and we just assume it overrides it. But if you said something, it doesn't override it. Elo shiny hecha da amma mecha la amma. Hachin amma here too. Shiny, there's a difference hecha da amma. If you said it'll be a karm pesach, then maybe the shlamim afterwards cannot fix it up. Mecha la amma, he said nothing. That's what he's saying. Now, what exactly is going on? We can explain the Gemara's question perhaps as follows, or the argument. When we say that a mitzvah does not have to have kavanah, stam al lishma, what does that mean? There's two ways of learning it. One way of learning it is that you don't need any kavanah at all. You don't need any kavanah at all. Is that what the word is? Or the word is, it's as if you had kavanah. If you have no kavanah and you're doing an activity of Karan Pesach, we assume as if there's kavanah. Or the pshat is, the problem is not, as long as you don't have the wrong kavanah in mind, it's all right. It's not that there is no kavanah and that's good enough. And that's what we're arguing here. The first person thought, it's as if you have kavanah. What's the difference if you said, if you didn't say? It's the same thing. Even if you didn't say, the fact that stamon lishmon means it's as if you had kavanah. It's as if you said it. So that's just like if you didn't say it, and yet you override it. So even if you said it, you can override it. And we're saying, no. There's a big difference between saying, not saying. When you don't say, the reason why the animal is kosher is because you have no kavanah. As long as you don't ruin it by having the wrong kavanah, it's good enough. But if you said Pesach, then you already said it. Then it can no longer, as long as you said nothing, there's no kavanah. It comes along and you change it. You can change whatever you want because you haven't really done anything. But the moment you said one thing, you've established this is what it is. You cannot come along and change it afterwards. Anyway, the Gemara says that's not a proof. What are you comparing it? Over there, when it comes to nominating the people who are qualified to eat, over here in our case, as long as you didn't do anything wrong, we will assume it's a Karban Pesach. And therefore, I believe, even though you didn't say anything, it's as if you said the Karban Pesach. To me, saying and not saying is exactly the same thing, because Stamon Lishma means as if you said that this is a Karban Pesach. And as long as you don't verbally change that, alter that, it's been done for Karban Pesach, and therefore, and yet the din is that you can change it to a Shlamim. So too, if you said Karban Pesach and you ruined the Karban, you can change the Shlam. Elohach over here, Stamel Oichlov Koi over here. Do you think, it's a question, do you think that when you have a mind of carbon, you know, a number of people, and then you start chatting, you think automatically that if you have nothing in mind, as if you have them in mind? We're going to learn in the Tereis Chitas that, that even people who nominate for the carbon, till as long as the animal is alive, they can change their mind. So if they can just walk away. So therefore, you don't know anything until you're actually going to Shech. There's no stomach that the people, when I said the carbon about yesterday, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and I had in mind the whole family, doesn't mean that the whole family is still involved when it comes to Shechting. Could be they changed their mind and decided to join another family. Maybe these guys walk away. But now we learned, Nimni, even though they were counted, the Moshechus Yidayim, they pull their hands back, from it, they can change their mind until they Shecht. So we don't answer the question. Unless we follow what Rava said, and Rava rules that it's kosher, that if you had a mind carbon pace for the rest of the year, and then you change it, and you said I'll be a shlamim, you can change it, overturn it, and make kosher. Because even if you didn't say Pesach, as if you said Pesach, because Staman Lishman, and he holds that Staman Lishman means it's as if you said it is for this particular reason. And this is a general question when we say the mitzvahs don't need kavanah. Does that mean that, is it because you don't need kavanah at all? We don't care about kavanah as long as you did the right thing? Or the word is, we assume it's as if you had kavanah. Why else are you doing the mitzvah? And that's a discussion we have right here in the Gemara. Okay, now another question. What about Pesach Sheshach to B'Shai Medeshanah? What about according to Pesach Yishach to the rest of the year? But what happened was B'Shinui Bailim. Here you didn't change the carbon around, but what you did do, you changed the owner around. You had a different person. Let's instead of Reuven, you thought about Shimon. Mao, do we say Shinui Bailim Kishinui Kodesh Dami? Do we say that just like we said, if you changed around, we said the rest of the year, if the carbon was a Pesach, and instead you had in mind Shlamim, it becomes a good carbon. So too, if you had in mind the wrong owner, it's still a good carbon. Umachshalei and his kosher, or maybe it's different. Shinui Kodesh, the rest of the year, no, was a carbon Pesach you set aside. The rest of the year, if you would have brought it as a Pesach, would have been disqualified. But if you brought it as a Shlamim, it's good. So maybe also if you brought it for the wrong owner, it's still good. I said over this subject before my teacher Rav, and this is what I said to him: Hayil b'shinui kodesh, just like shinui kodesh paisel bezmanai on at a Pesach. If you had the wrong carbon in mind, it's disqualified. V'shinui ba'ilim paisel bezmanai on at a Pesach. If you would had, let's say, the right time, you had in mind the wrong person, it would have passed it. And the same thing by Chattas. What happens if you have the wrong owner in mind? It disqualifies the entire carbon. All other carbonas, the carbon is still good. You can still eat it, but you know, it's just that you haven't filled the obligation. But by Pesach and by Chattas, completely the carbon is no good. Paisle, Bismanai. So in other words, it's the same. It seems to be that Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailim is the same disqualification. So then I will equate the two. Ma Shinu Kodesh, the rest of the year, if you change the Ma, if you alter the name of the carbon, Shepoisle Bismani, which passes it, Ere Pesach. Ma Shilach, if you had a mind Shlomim Ere Pesach, it's disqualified. If you had a mind Shlomim the rest of the year, it's a valid carbon. Is Av Shinu Bailim, so to this disqualification of having the wrong owner in mind, Shepoisle Bismani, that ruins it, Ere Pesach, maybe Ma Shilach Bismani, but maybe the rest of the year, it is kosher. You cannot compare these two disqualifications. The rest of the year, when it comes to disqualification of Shlamim, is valid, but when it comes to changing the owners, it's not valid. And why not? So he says like this, if I'll say b'shinu kodesh, when it comes to, if I had the wrong carbon in mind, I change it from a Pesach to a Shlamim, shekein psul b'gufoi, this is a psul, a disqualification in the animal itself. The animal is meant to be a Pesach, and I change it to a Shlamim. And the rest of the year, that makes it kosher. And Pesach makes it possible. But yes, the avodas, every one of the four activities, shechting or receiving the blood or transporting it or sprinkling the blood, every one of them. If you had the wrong foot in mind, the wrong carbon in mind, it disqualifies it. Number two. These are psulim that do not apply to Shinu Bailim. We'll see in a minute. V'yesh noy la'acha misa. If, let's say, the guy died, the son still brings the carbon for on behalf of his father. And what happens if the son brought the carbon, had in mind the wrong carbon, he ruined the carbon, there's an obligation, there's a lien on the estate of the man who died to bring a carbon, so they have to go now to the estate to bring another carbon. So it's, in other words, as if the father is still alive. And the yeshne betzibur kibayachid, and it applies to a carbon tzibur as much as the carbon yachid. If you took a carbon tzibur and you had the wrong thought in mind, it ruins the whole carbon. Right? If you thought a carbon tamish hashach, you thought it was a chata. That's it. The carbon is ruined. So all these psulim are so strong. Toimer, however, let's talk about shini bailim. The psul, when you had the wrong owner in mind, is a very weak psul. Why? The aim psul begufa. It's not a psul in the animal itself. It's the wrong owner. But the animal itself, it does makes no difference. And number two, the ain ba'arba avoides. But when it comes, if you had the wrong person in mind, it only applies, doesn't apply to all four avoides. In other words, korban pesach, the main avoide is, the main purpose is to eat. All other kabbalas, the main purpose is kapara. So therefore, by all other kabbalas, when do we say it's a problem if you had the wrong person in mind? Not during the shechita, not during the blood, the transporting, it's only the sprinkling. Which part of the korban is the atonement for a person, let's say he brings a chatos, any other korban? You know, when he fulfills his obligation, when he sprinkles the blood. So that's the only time that really matters. Did you have the right person in mind or you had the wrong person in mind? And then when we do say it doesn't only apply to Zrika, even though it only applies to Zrika, we add another carbon, we say Shechita as well. If you shechted a carbon and during the Shechita you had in mind that I am going to sprinkle the blood for the wrong person, it becomes possible. So even if the other Aveda, which is shechita, if you have in mind the wrong person, disqualified, not because he shechted it for the wrong person, during the shechita he had in mind, I'm sprinkling for the wrong person, so therefore disqualified. Or during any of the avodah, let's say you transport the blood, and you're thinking while you're transporting the blood, I am doing this for this, in order to sprinkle for another person. So in all of these, even though there are pasul in all four avodahs, but the only thought that matters is the thought of sprinkling the blood. But let's say if you shechted the thinking the shechita is for a different owner, it doesn't matter. That doesn't pass to the animal. Says the Gemara, so ain't the Arba Avoides. It's not applied to the Arba Avoides. The ain't the Lacha Misa. Once he's dead, if you have in mind the wrong person, it doesn't matter. Because he's dead anyway. So he's not the owner anymore. But ain't the Tzibur Kibbe Yachid. When it comes to Tzibur, what do you mean have in mind a different person? It's a whole Tzibur. Who did you have in mind? If you had in mind any yid, they're part of the community, so you still have the right person in mind. If you had in mind a goy, it doesn't matter. Goyim don't pass through the carbon, as we'll see more later. In other words, because when does shini bailim apsul? Only if you have in mind another person who's capable of bringing this carbon. But if you had in mind goyim who have nothing to do with the carbon tzibur, it doesn't matter. So therefore, it's not apsul. So shini bailim is very weak. So therefore it's very different than Shini Kodesh. You can't equate the two. I Afagah, the title of Afagah, my questions there are pretty weak, and I'll explain in a minute. But Tarti Mi Adafka, two of my questions are very strong. It definitely is a difference. And he explains. The Maishna Shini Bailim, Glav Zul Gufa, Shini Bailim, I said, is not a psul in the animal itself, the pasul in machshav alma. All it is a thought, you had the wrong person in mind. Nu shini kodesh nami, when you're shechting, you have in mind that this animal should not be a carbon pesach, but a carbon shlamim, whatever it is. You're not dealing with the animal itself, it's a thought. All it is a thought. Psul in machshav alma, it's only a psul in the thought, so therefore it is pretty similar, shini bailim and shini kodeshim. Both in your mind, they both happen in your mind. You didn't touch the animal, you didn't do something, the shechit or something, that you change the animal, it's just in your mind. So it's the same thing. So that question doesn't really hold water. That distinction. This that we say, that shini bailim does not apply after misa. That's what we said. Because but there is an opinion, or a Pinchas of Abami says that there is shini bailim l'achamisa. And if you shechted after the guy died for the wrong person, you have to then go to the state and bring another animal, let's say an oiler that he promised to bring, he didn't have him in mind, you have to bring another one. So two of the questions are not really shini aguf and shini kredo exactly the same. My other two questions about the tzibur, and so on is dafka. Elom Rava says Pesach. So if he says Pesach sheshochtu b'shai meshana korban Pesach, you shechted the rest of the year. B'shini bailim, you had the wrong person in mind. Nase kemisha ein lo bailim b'zmani, it's no different than if, let's say, erev Pesach, as if you shechted it with the wrong owner in mind. And upostle it as possible, because you have to have the right person in mind. Okay, so that finishes the sugya. I'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.